Morning, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Mi'ila Bavli Dav Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Tal Shev Shebishlu Beklipei Ola Yedalik Yisav Ba'achirim Yal Be'echad Musayim. If a Tal Shev was cooked with peels of Ola, it has to be burned. If it was mixed with others, it's bottle in 201. Tano Shehesiko Beklipei Ola Ba'afer Bo Yisapas Yedalik Hapas Yisav Ba'achirim Yisal Be'echad Musayim. If an oven was heated with fuel of peels of Ola, and he baked bread in it, the bread must be burned. If it was mixed with others, it's battle in 201. And the Gemara says, Abba bar Yomia, Kahana bar Yomia b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Abba bar Rabbi Chir b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, to say, Gachli Ola, she'imimu, hari elu mutaris. The Gemara says that Abba bar Yomia, quoting Kahana bar Yomia, quoting Shmuel, and Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Chir, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, coals of Ola that extinguished are permitted. Belav masnifehi im chadosh yutar im yoshon yutzan. The Gemara asks, doesn't a tosefta teach this? If an oven that was heated with peels of Ola is new, it has to be destroyed. The first time it's heated, it solidifies. If it's old, it has to be cooled off before cooking in it. That's one benefit from Ola. If he baked or cooked through the coals after they extinguished, the food is permitted. The Chananya ama leifkein. The Yechinna answers that the Sefer does not teach that what he cooked through the coals is permitted, and therefore we need the teaching of Shmuel and of Yechinon. Reb Mana Amar Iskein, V'shehevi Eitzim Lachim V'nogvu B'klipei Ola. Reb Mana gives a second answer, the Sefer does not teach, that means when he bought moist heter wood and dried it through coals or peels of Ola. What he cooked through coals of the heter is permitted, even though Issa dried the heter. Avonim Rugoish Shasam Sid, Istanitani olu mitumasam, istanitani lay olu midei tumasam. If rocks from a house with saras were burned and made into plaster, some teach that they left their tumah, and some teach that their tumah didn't leave them at all. Manda ama olu midei tumasam, hari elu mutaris, manda ama lay olu midei tumasam, hari elu asuris. The one who says that they left their tumah, they're permitted. The one who says that they did not leave their tumah, they are prohibited. Afilu commander Amma Alumide to Mosam, Hare Elo Asuris, Tirsiv, Taras Ma Eris, Tain by Meira, Rali Hanamimimu. We retract that even the one who says that they left their tumor, they're forbidden, because it says in the Pasuk Vayikra Yudalad, Pasuk Mandalad, Taras Ma Eris, meaning put a curse on it and do not benefit from it. Yabu Vishem of Yerchanan, Kolomi Sofim, Afarim, Mutter, Chutzme, Efer Habam, Achos Abodazar. Yavol, quoting of Yerchan, said that all things that are burnt, means Isuri Hanar that should be burned, their ashes are permitted, except for ashes of idolatry. He said, Rebchia by Yosef, claiming of Yerchanan, Hare, Eifa Abayis, Hamunuga, I should say, Hare, Enoid Bar Machmas Hare de Zorah, about Amaasa. Rebchia by Yosef asked of Yerchanan, ashes of rocks of a house with Saraz is not from idolatry, and he said it's forbidden. Amaleshnihi, Dechsevei, should say Netitza. Yochanan answered that there is different because it says Netitza. The Torah didn't say to burn it, rather to destroy it.